you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters. I am so happy to chat with you today. This is going to be a very short podcast for you. So get excited. If you're looking for something really quick and easy on a ride or maybe a walk or just to penetrate your heart right now, this is for you. Today, we're going to be chatting over faith, over fear, and what is louder to you. So right now, if this hits for you, I would love to hear. You can either email us, connect with me via Instagram, or even let us know in the comments of the podcast that you're listening to this, what hits for you. Because many of us face fear. Many of us go through seasons, or maybe it's something that's always there that just gets brought up in times that we're like, where did this even come from? And a lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of women, spouses, they don't speak about what really is holding them back. And that is a type, typically can be a type of fear that we may
have that holds us back. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of times I give the enemy all the credit when it comes to fear, when it comes to things holding me back and the reason why I haven't made it yet. I blame the enemy. And while I will not sit here and deny that he has a part of it, I also will not sit here and say that he is the whole reason. We at one point or another have to, we are required to take full responsibility for our inaction, our action, the lack of our belief system, and believing what the enemy is wanting to take from us, prevent from us, and all the things. And when we succumb to fear, we are actively choosing what the enemy has for us over what the Lord has for us, even if that is a safety net, even if it may look packaged in a way that could not be from the enemy. Oh no. But it truly is. It's up to us. We have free will. God gave us that. And that includes the power to make our choices. And you're making a choice, whether you like it or not. You are making a choice to be fearful or to be faithful. And it's usually when our fear is overpowering our faith. I'm going to say that again. It's usually when our fear is overpowering our faith that the enemy manifests himself, that things stack on each other and you're like, why does this always happen to me? It's something, it's always something. Right? Do you ever feel stacked on top of each other of like, what is going to happen next? Right? This happened, so something else has to be happening. You are actively looking for the negative to happen instead of the blessings. And we forget that we have a choice. You are choosing, you can be choosing to be fearful and to believe that and to believe the lack, that it's never going to happen, that things always happen to you, that it is worst case, something's got to give, more is coming for me. Or you also have the choice to flip the script. Now, I'm not saying that you are actively choosing a hard season, or you're actively choosing to be in a financial deficit, or you're actively choosing to have an illness. That is not what I am saying. There's some things in the realm of faith in God that just don't make sense, but there's some things that do. And while, yes, you may be in a financial struggle, and yes, you may be having an illness that you can't understand, or people in your family may be going through it, you still have a choice at any part of the day. I was going to say at the end of the day, but throughout your day, you still have a choice of how you are going to show up, how you are going to believe and be faithful instead of fearful. And that is going to speak volumes. That is going to cast out the enemy. That is going to light up your community. There's reasons why people support ministries, while people support charities, because those people are faithful. They are filled with the Lord. And if we go back to a very early episode on what exactly is faith, faith is pure confidence in what the Lord is doing for you, in you, with you. And my very bold question to you today is, where is your faith and where is your fear? If you had to scale it and rate your faith from a 0 to 5, 5 being absolutely, I surrender my life to the Lord, I give everything to Him, and even if He puts me in a fire, even if He gives me a diagnosis, even if he lays the burdens on me, I am here for him because I know that he prevails. That is faith. So that is like a 5, 0 being absolutely none. Like I don't know God. I don't know where he is in all of this, because why? If there's a God, then why is this happening to me? And I want you to know, on all of that scale from 5 being fully vested in your faith and 0 being like, where is God? That it's okay, that it is welcome, and that God loves you in all of that scale, even the questioning, because that actually is where he wants us to be, because that means there's belief there and there's wonderment and there's room for him to grow in you and through you. So give yourself a scale. Where are you in your faith and where are you in your fear right now? And scale your fear too. 0 to 5. Where's your fear? Honestly, I feel like my fear is at a 2 right now. And I will tell you, about 2.5 hours ago, my fear went up to like a 4.5. Because situations, occurrences come, things happen, and it can shift like that. But you know who else can? The Holy Spirit, the Lord, who you have a relationship with, that when that occurs, when that scale goes up immediately, you know what to lean on, who you have access to 24/7, that you can say, Lord, this is not of you, because God, there is no fear when it comes to the Lord. That is not something that he creates, that he has for us. It is not from him. And so when it's not from him and he is not condoning it, then we can cast that out. But we have to be radically honest with ourselves of where is that coming from, and then ask him to replace it, ask the Holy Spirit to replace it with him, so we can fill him and ask him, all right, this is yours. Give it to him. This is yours, God. Yours, God. Bless it. I am yours, God. Be reminded of that. So how do we swap this? It takes work. It takes effort. It takes intention. It takes co-creation. It takes effort. God didn't show up on my doorstep with a package that said, here's all the confidence, all the answers, everything that you're going to need in your faith walk with me. No, what happened is I got down on my knees at the altar and I gave myself to him and I said, here, God, here I am. Send me, do your will, work with me. And every morning that I do that, and sometimes during the day when I do that, man, does he show up and he fills my day and he gives me what I need to get through the day. And it's because of me doing that daily that my faith rises and my fear dissipates, because my relationship grows. When you're in a relationship with someone else and you pour and you pour and you pour and you give them love and attention, it grows. So if you want your faith to speak louder than your fear, it's time to grow in your faith and dissipate your fear, which means to actively stop thinking, taking your thoughts captive, of, I don't know how it's going to work. How are we going to make it? We are not seeing the fruit. I'm working so hard, but where are you, God? Your language, your thought language of what you're feeding yourself and seeing the lack and who you surround yourself by in their language, it affects you, and it either pours into your fear or it pours into your faith. So just think, if you had 2 cups, your interactions, your thoughts, your words that you're saying, which cup is it filling? Are you filling your faithful cup? Are you filling your fearful cup? Because one of them is going to overflow. And which one are you wanting to fill up quicker and believe for? So food for thought for you today. Go fill up those faithful cups. And I will see you on the next episode of Fueled by Faith. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.